coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman Report. As I get situated here, it is Wednesday, August 14th, 2024. I'm going to start off this broadcast by welcoming you all to this platform. Thank you for your support, belief, and trust in this platform. I also want to start out by wishing my daughter, Jackie, a very happy birthday. And I love her to death. Eric's wife, and Eric's a great husband to my daughter. I couldn't ask for any better husband for my daughter and father for their children, my grandchildren. Eric, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And he's a family man, and he really takes care of things. I have a great show lined up for you. A lot of information, jam-packed. And I want to start out the show by just touching on this. Broken yesterday. This is not in the show notes, but Julie Kelly, of course, reporting on the third, President Donald Trump's third motion to recuse for Judge Mertron's recusal based on his daughter's growing and thriving Democratic consulting business. Now, his daughter, the judge, who sentenced Donald Trump to 34 counts of falsifying business records, a total bogus piece of crap lawfare. Lauren Merchant, and listen to this, and think about this. She has made at least $13 million this year alone. That coincided with the trial of Donald Trump. So if you take the trial period of Donald Trump against Donald Trump, where he was automatically, well, not automatically, but he was found guilty of 34 counts of business record manipulation. During that time period, his daughter, Lauren Merchant, banked $13 million for the left to read the motion to deny recusal is just hard to even read the words on the paper. I'm not going to do it because that would just, it would send me into the moon. The FEC records for authentic campaigns, which Lauren Merchant is the person behind that, again, the judge's daughter, took in $8 million from Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff, we know he is obsessed with putting President Trump in jail. And if you want to know who other clients are, and believe me, this is just not a leftist thing. It's a right thing, too, in terms of political biases. But other clients include Dan Goldman. And, of course, what would it be without Gretchen Whitmer? This isn't a partial judge. Imagine this taking place with any other person. This is commonplace now. This is okay. Don't worry. There's no conflict of interest here. But even in addition to that, and this is perhaps one of the most egregious violations of the First Amendment against any person on the planet, Merchant is keeping in place his gag order over President Trump, which prohibits him from making public statements about his daughter. So let's all do it for him, shall we? She's a whore, a financial whore, in my opinion. And he is the pimp daddy judge. These are my opinions. I have a First Amendment right. This is my view. And maybe it's yours too. If it's not, it should be. But of course, if we even mention this, of course, even if the mainstream, lamestream, irrelevant media would mention this, oh, how dare Fox News even go there, which I really haven't seen if they did, if they have. I don't think they have. But they're not going to be talking about this. Now, President Trump is scheduled for sentencing. Let's not forget that. Look, he was MP. First of all, he was spied on. And then a totally fake dossier. Two of them, to be accurate, were created. Russia hoax, right? And then he was impeached. Not once, but twice. And then he was convicted, tried and convicted in a bogus trial in New York City by a conflicted judge and, again, my opinion, a financial whore of a daughter. And you know what? I hope they see this clip. President Trump can't talk about it, but I can. Again, scheduled for sentencing mid-September. I believe strongly that they've gone this far. Oh, you know, in addition to being impeached twice, and of course, you know, put on trial and so on, shot at, hit, grazed, whatever you want. Look, they want him dead. And they're pulling out all the stops. Folks, you know, look, I don't believe President Trump is a Republican. I mean, a true Republican. I believe he is a hybrid of he. Of course, he is running on the Republican ticket, but I don't see any Republican identifying with him. Even some of the conservative Republicans, or he identifying with them. I believe he is an America First, strong America First candidate. I don't know what party he would belong to, but that's just my thought. But the corruption within the Department of Justice is out of control. And again, this is not in the show notes. And I should clarify one thing. And during yesterday's show, I put up at the very beginning, I put up a picture. I'm gonna address that in a moment, the picture I put up. And because I got a lot of questions about that, and I'm going to explain why I did that. But before I do, folks, you know, we live in the really in the most advanced era in human history. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. And I took my wife for eye surgery today. And I'm telling you, the advancements that are being made, the medical breakthroughs, it's just incredible. So why are millions of Americans right now more unhealthy and overweight than they've ever been? According to U.S. Board Certified Physician and Expert Nutritionist, Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is the three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods. And I've got into this. And you know what? This is right on. But wait till you hear this. Because these foods cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, wreck your skin, they're banned in other countries. And actually, speaking of my wife, she told me this when she came back from a trip overseas. She said, you can't get certain things because they're banned. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal here in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. And Dr. Amy Lee, as you see on your screen, does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage simply just by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and actually a vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, and I did say fake, and that's intentional, go to the3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. That's the3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Or three, you know, the3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Or just click on the link in the description box below. And after years of extensive study, Dr. Lee put together a revealing video, totally free to the public, so you never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com. That's 3harmfulfoods.com. Or just click on the link below in the description box. All right. So I was saying that I put up a picture yesterday, or Eric the Tech did. You know, America has a problem, okay? And again, to reinforce our position, there it is. There it is. Look at Eric the Tech. Thank you. Thank you. That's a picture for our radio listeners. That's a picture of the AGR building in Butler, Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you what, the story that is being tossed out there is not the story. It's a story. And I'm paraphrasing Dan Bongino by his words only. There is something so wrong going on in this country right now. I did, and I don't want to disparage anyone, because anyone who's looking into this, great. But I did watch a video probably 3 weeks ago where a popular podcaster, along with Eli Crane and Corey Wells, went to the site. And, I mean, it was very factual. It was well done. But let me just say this. Like politics, like the political scene, they, the intelligence community, are guiding or are giving a guided tour and pointing at things to reinforce a story, not the story, to compound matters. Many well-meaning conservatives are regurgitating absolute garbage. Again, I'm just saying, using what appears to be, valid video, audio, that type of thing. I will say this: one of the people that I would definitely trust on this issue, on the good side, is Chris Martinson, Peak Prosperity. Perhaps I can talk him into coming on the show. But the certain narratives are being introduced into this to avoid any appearance that President Trump his life is in danger. I'm telling you right now. And that's what I meant by America has a big problem, because I got a lot of questions about that. America has a big problem. And many people are falling for a specific narrative or components thereof. Oh, it wasn't that guy on the roof. It was somebody. No. It doesn't mean, I'm not saying that there wasn't a conspiracy. Eric the Tech, myself, the crew from Shatter Ops, the investigative team working with us. Look, the problem is bigger than one might imagine. And I've got to say this. I've done 35 years worth of investigation, 37 or whatever. And this this is bad. This is really, really bad. The reason I brought that up yesterday and bringing it up today is this. There are people who want you to believe that President Trump is just one of the same, from the same mold of everyone else. He's in it for himself. And you know something? Maybe to some extent, that might be true, because we all have issues, right? We all have a past. We all have our own agenda. But I'll just say this. If the globalist scumbags want him dead so bad, and they do, and they want each one of us dead so bad, and they do. If you are white Christian conservative, they want you dead. If you believe in the sex, the gender at birth, as opposed to, yeah, you know, I feel like a guy today. Or I feel like a woman today. So I'm going to identify as a woman, or even dress up as. Look, all of this, all of these issues, just like July 13th, that cannot be viewed in a vacuum. Each one of these social constructs cannot be viewed alone or by themselves, because there is this huge, enormous, and yes, it's a conspiracy by definition, to change the culture, the fabric of our society, to change the way we conduct ourselves, our election process, to destroy our country from within by using assets from without. I'm telling you, this is what we have to really, really pay attention to. All right. So I want to address another thing, too. You know, we spoke about Tim Walz. Walz, I'll call him. Balls to the Walz, which would be appropriate to him. You know, if to those people, I'm speaking directly to the people who say, well, I'm not going to vote in November because it doesn't matter. Look, I understand the sentiment. I get that. I understand the sentiment. Or I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump because, and fill in the blank. Or I'm just not going to vote because it's all just a show. You know, the people on the right who are backing President Trump, the conservatives, true Christian conservatives, understand that we have to get out there and make this, if they steal this, make it so obvious finally, somebody's going to stand up and do something. Let me show you what Tim Walz did in 2020 in Minnesota as the governor of Minnesota. You remember 2020, perhaps? The lockdowns, the draconian lockdowns of 2020, right? Think about this on a national level. Well, we had it on the national level. Well, some more national than others, I suppose. But this is the guy behind what you're about to see. In 2020, he announced a statewide lockdown for his state. And look, we can talk about stolen valor. We can talk, and that's all true. We can talk about the story from 1995 when on a dare he drank too much horse semen, allegedly, and had to be taken to the hospital and have his stomach pumped, allegedly. We could talk about how effeminate he is, and we can talk about his sexual biases and proclivities, right? Does that mean anything? Perhaps. But even more to the point, I want you to see what America will, I can promise you this, look like with a Harris-Waltz victory. And I really want you to watch this and think very hard about this. This is cut A, or video one, from the show notes. Go to HagmanPI.com. And folks, if you haven't done so already, please do me a favor. I don't ask much, do I? Would you please subscribe to us on Rumble? And if you don't have a Rumble account, create one. Yesterday, Jim Ferguson was talking about YouTube. I'm telling him, you got to get the Rumble and put your content on Rumble and or Brighteon, like we do. You can't stay on ScrewTube. You cannot stay on that communist platform. You've got to get on the free speech platform. But this is video one. So please subscribe to us on both or either or both channels. And bookmark HagmanPI.com. There you'll find the show notes. So, okay, this is video one, 2020. You may have seen this, and if not, this is a glimpse of our future under Waltz. And I'm going to tell you after this video exactly what I feel. Here it is.
Welcome back, everyone. So the governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, is obviously now Kamala Harris's vice presidential pick. That man you see on your screen there is a radical. Make no mistake about it. And yes, he also engages in stolen valor. The man said he fought in combat. He didn't. He said it on numerous occasions, including saying you don't shouldn't have the AR-15s on the streets of America, the same guns I carried into war. You've never been into war. Doesn't take away from his service, but it certainly takes away from his credibility. The other thing, he calls himself a command sergeant major. He was demoted from that position because he never finished his schooling. These are indisputable facts. What the media is doing today is confusing the issues. Somehow saying that because he retired, we're claiming it's stolen valor, and they're confusing all of this. Don't listen to the mainstream media. And then I see this video on the Gateway Pundit. Man, they come up with some doozies. I'll tell you what. This is video of the Minnesota National Guard teaming up with police in Minnesota in 2020 when Governor Tim Walz had one of those draconian COVID lockdowns. Now, there may have been some BLM action involved in this or the curfew, but do you open fire on the people of Minneapolis if they're standing on their porch disobeying your curfew, which I don't even think had any real standing anyway? But that's what they did. Now, these are paintball guns, but still, who does this? Watch.
Get inside! Get in your house now! Let's go! Light him up. Go inside now.
Get in the house.
Get in. Get in.
Oh, God, that hurt.
You good?
Are you okay?
Right on the crotch.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You got hit? I'm good.
The woman got shot with a paintball gun. Folks, these are radical ideas. You don't open fire on American citizens for hanging out on their porch during a bogus pandemic. But this is who you would get with Tim Walz in the White House. And to me, it's absolutely frightening.
All right. I actually mixed up the sequence that I was going to play. Let's isolate that. This is the 45-second segment. That in fact, this is a little bit longer than the paintball clip that Grant showed. But pay attention to this one more time and look into the future if we lose this election. Because this is coming to your neighborhood. I'm telling you right now. This is cut two in the show notes. Here it is.
Look at this. They just keep coming.
Go! Go inside!
Get inside!
Get inside! Get inside! Get in your house now! Let's go!
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get in the house!
Get in!
Are you okay?
Let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. After seeing that, friends, what would your reaction be today? Eric the Tech, I know you're busy, but let me ask you something. What would your reaction be? Standing on your porch, apparently a curfew where everyone had to be in their homes because of this COVID plandemic, scamdemic. So you're standing on your porch on your own property at your house, and you see a group of black thugs with rifles walking down the street, barking orders at you to get in your house. And then somebody within that group of thugs says, light them up. And all of a sudden, shots are being fired. Now, they're paintball guns, but you know what? Did you ever get hit by a paintball gun? The projectile from one? It stings.
And how do you know they're paintball guns from that distance?
Perfect. Perfect. What would your reaction be, folks?
Defend the castle.
Defend the castle. And I'm telling you right now, we will have to make that decision if this nightmare of a ticket gets in office. You have my 100% permission. In my view, here's what I would do. I'm speaking for me. I would fire back until I could no longer fire back anymore. If one person does that, it's going to make the news, obviously, including, for in my case, my funeral, maybe, as a, he was in violation of really an unconstitutional curfew. He was in violation of the orders given because he dared being on his porch after 6 p.m. It was twilight. There's this pandemic. So we shot him with paintball guns, but that's Waltz's idea and approval. Are you okay with that? So tell me again, you're not going to vote. Tell me again how voting, it doesn't matter. Look, I know the system is broke, especially in Pennsylvania, because we were told, hey, you know what? Oh, man, the results in PA, it might take a while. We know it's a flipping joke. We get that. With the early voting and the ballot boxes and you name it, we know it's... But when you stand before God and you have to justify your actions, and you are asked, did you do everything in your power to avoid what brought you here to begin with? Is it me? Am I looking at this wrong? I don't know. I don't think so. In the environment we find ourselves. And by the way, shame on those cops who followed those orders and the National Guard who followed those orders to shoot paintball guns on American citizens. I'll tell you this. If they shoot paintball guns at you, you better take it to the bank that they're going to shoot real guns. Guns that will kill you, not just make you sting. Where you stand on your porch. This is where we've reached that point. And a lot of people, I think, when Steve Quayle talks and when others talk about the point where we're at, I don't think a lot of people really get the serious nature of where we're at. I mean, some do. Some do. But many don't. And if you know this, then how can you not do everything in your power to make sure these people never see the seat of power? You can talk about these issues all day long, but I'm telling you right now, you've got a ticket, and they could very well win by cheating, which I believe is the only way they could win. But if we make it very difficult for them by casting votes or whatever, you know, by whatever means necessary, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be harder for them to gain power. And this, I believe, will buy us time. A win would buy us time. Would give our children or grandchildren maybe a few years more of being able to enjoy the life God gave them, God gave us. Those National Guard guardsmen, those police officers, right now are in the process of being replaced by others who will shoot at you with real weapons. That's the intent with the, although it's called white replacement theory, you know, it's part of it. They're bringing in troops from other countries who really don't give a rat's ass about you or me or about our culture or our family. And perhaps this is the Obama's army that was discussed a number of years ago. It's easier to bring in someone from outside of your community to fire upon you than it is for the officer that lives just down the road from you. Or lives a couple of blocks away, who you see once in a while at the grocery store or at church or whatever. Understand, the agenda is bigger than you. If you stop to think how big it is, multiply that by 10. That's the agenda. Now, contrast that with this next clip. Again, I'm just laying this down. Because this is our future. And I would add that we're going to see violence regardless after the election. But specifically, I'm going to show you something. This is about Tim Walz again, going back to 2020. This is some testimony or some information by a police officer. The title of this video is Tampon Tim Abandoned Police During the 2020 Riots. And please consider this, because we know Harris, mattress back, heels up, cackling Harris, communist cackling Harris. We know that she had taken steps in California to impose draconian policies there. But going soft on the actual communist elements within that state, whether it's from BLM. And remember, too, not only, in Minneapolis where the riots occurred, okay, it Walz allowed those riots. And for those who are still clinging to that falsehood that George Floyd was killed by a police officer, or the actions by a police officer, no, he was going to die. That was a dead man walking. He died of a fentanyl overdose. Well, fentanyl poisoning. And one could say that's compliments. His death is compliments of the Communist Chinese Party, working in conjunction with the drug cartels, who are really working in conjunction with the intelligence agencies, the government. But what you saw in 2020 is going to be coming back on steroids. And if Donald Trump wins, hey, 2020, the riots, the summer of love, is going to look like a picnic. But watch this. This is video 3. Tampon Tim abandoned police during 2020 riots. It's under 2 minutes. Here it is.
Okay, let's get to Tim Walz.
Tampon Tim, as they call him, VP candidate Harris. Here's a flashback with the Minneapolis police sergeant saying that Tim Walz gave the order to let the rioters burn the 3rd Precinct, Minneapolis Police Department. Roll the tape. Cut 7.
That's not what we stand for.
Her voice shaking, Minneapolis Police Sergeant Anna Hedberg says during the riots, officers were abandoned by state, city, and department leaders.
To watch them go through that was so heartbreaking. To know that they could have died because we were not allowed to respond the way that we have been trained to respond.
During the riots, the officers were told they could not wear protective frog suits, but were still hit and injured with bottles, cement, and more. Sergeant Hedberg blamed state, city, and department leaders for the abandonment of the 3rd Precinct.
I heard the governor say, give it up. It wasn't directly to me, it was through a phone call. Now the governor says, give up the precinct. I mean, that's demoralizing for this whole state.
And the 3 described a demoralized police force with dozens of officers planning to retire or quit.
I believe I speak for every Minneapolis cop when I tell you that I've never been more publicly humiliated.
They also described a city out of control.
The crime is rampant in Minneapolis right now.
See, folks, just got to wait, like I say, to August 27th, right? All of this is going to come out, all of it. It's going to trickle out like it is on our show today, but then all of it is going to come out. It's going to be all over the TV screens, all over the internet. This is all coming.
Yeah, that was John Fredericks hosting that from the John Fredericks Show. This is what we have to look forward to. And look, folks, again, I don't want to see violence in this country. I don't want to see any of that. I don't want to see or even be put in a position to have to defend myself, but I will. And I hope every one of you has the has thought this through in your own mind. What are you going to do? What are you going to do if you were that first clip? If you were a neighbor and saw that taking place and seeing your neighbor get shot for standing on their porch, would you just say, oh, so sad, too bad, right? Too bad, so sad? Or would you say, no, every one of those neighbors, everyone on that block at that moment, or even before that moment, should have been standing on the porch. The entire family. What are they going to do? Shoot everybody? Maybe. Are they going to arrest everybody? And here's the thrust of today. You better start fighting back. I'm telling you right now. Again, I'm not calling for violence. Violence is going to find you. These thugs are going to find you. You see that fly flying around here? We got a fly in the studio.
It's a thug.
It's a thug. It's one of those miniaturized drones, I think. Anyway, you better get your mind right. I'm just saying. And after what we've seen over the last couple of weeks, this is not going away. And if President Trump, and I believe he would be successful if everyone does their part, be a poll watcher, be a challenger, get out there, do something, vote. Yeah, I know, it's whatever. But vote, because if there's 100 million of us that cast our vote, the steal would be so obvious, absolutely obvious, that the people will not take that. Even the fence people, I think, would, okay, that's enough. We have to burn down the institutions, figuratively, and rebuild them. People, are getting fed up with things. And let me toss this. If that doesn't convince you, if that's not going to happen to me, okay. This is happening to everybody globally, really, but specifically in the U.S. and I know in Canada. You go out to eat and the prices are outrageous. You can't afford anything. That's why I really don't like to say, hey, you know what? Look, we're barely hanging on with expenses. So, hey, if you can see to it, man, we need your support because I know I'm feeling it. When it costs me $85, $90 to fill up my vehicle, that hurts. Or when I go shopping for my family, like you, it hurts. So if that, what you saw earlier, if that does not move you, this has to, because everyone's got to eat. Well, watch this. This is video 8, Be Like Boy, because why? Is it numbered that way? Because I guess I had 2 8s down there. This is a video of a restaurant owner. Actually, he owns 4 restaurants, but walking through the price increases. And consider what he says in this under a minute video, because it's pretty powerful and it's condensed. And you can actually take this and show it to, your Uncle Ed, who's over there saying, oh, everything's fine. The inflation's not that bad. Instead of smacking him upside the head with a turkey leg, or perhaps a small squirrel leg that you had to scrape off the road and put on your table. Show them this. This is 8B in the show notes.
I don't know where the government comes up with this 3.5% inflation number, but it's BS. We're out here in the real world. My name's Brian Will. I own 4 restaurants. I can tell you that in February, chicken breast was $1.64 a pound. Now it's $2.22 a pound. That's a 27% increase. Ground beef was $3.87 a pound. Now it's $4.45 a pound. 13% increase. Cheese is up 11%. Ribeye up 25%. Avocados up 50%. These are core staple items in a restaurant. And our average inflation-induced increase is over 20% just in the last 6 months. I would love it if it was only 3.5%. But that's just not real world. So do we raise our prices? Do we cut employees? Do we cut critical services? What are businesses supposed to do in this nonsense 3.5% inflation environment?
Yeah. And obviously the government, they create these statistics based on, the core inflation, for example. It may not or doesn't include energy, doesn't include your electric bill. My goodness, our electric bill, even with steps to take to minimize the energy bill, was more than my house payment 15 years ago. Think about that. And I know you're going through the same thing. If the thuggery doesn't bother you, and the fascism, the communism that Harris and Walz will bring, then maybe the economy is something you can think about. Hey, folks, I just found something fascinating. Let me take a short break here. I just found out something fascinating. Let me ask you this. What if you could restore your gut health with just one simple fix? Now, according to one doctor in California, there might be a way. In fact, I would say that, this is pretty good. There is a way. In fact, he believes it's so powerful that it could be like a power wash for your insides. And oh, some people need a power wash. Let me tell you, Dr. Gundry, you've heard of him, right? He's a world-renowned heart surgeon. He reveals the root cause of weight gain, food cravings, low energy. There's a short video that he released to the public, which you can watch right now by going to thenewgutfix.com/Hagman. And I'll say that again, thenewgutfix.com/Hagman. What's even more fascinating is this video also reveals how you can transform your gut with this one simple thing. You can find out more by going to thenewgutfix.com/Hagman. Just click the link at the bottom in the show description notes. Just scroll down a little bit. You'll see it. Very, very fascinating information. And again, that's thenewgutfix.com/Hagman. All right. But as I was saying, maybe you won't, maybe you won't be able to afford food, right? Well, that's what this ticket will bring you. So go ahead and say, I'm not going to vote. Voting's for suckers. Another reaction. Again, if everyone stood out on their porches and said, F you. Tell the governor, tell Homo Bones Walls, F you, we will not comply. Make that street look like they're watching a parade go down the street. Oh, that's what they are. And if that would be me, I would be standing on my porch with a rifle. I'm telling you, that's what I would do. I'm not saying to be violent, but I will tell you this. I will never put up with a police officer or a National Guards person or anybody shooting at my wife, my dog, maybe not in that order. Okay. Or any member of my family or me. With any weapon on my property, on my porch, under this unconstitutional mandate. And I'll tell you something. If you are not willing to say the same, I don't know if we can be friends. Now, that would disinclude people with, severe disabilities and such. But if you are of the mindset, well, no, I'm just going to stay inside, comply with this. If that's your mindset, then you have no idea what's in store for you. You don't know what's coming. I cannot stress this enough. If you watch yesterday's show with Jim Ferguson, we apologize for it being put up late. We had some technical issues. But if you listen to Jim Ferguson, what's going on in the UK, that's in our future. Think about what you heard with the police officer. Give up the precinct. So on one side, you've got this war declared against the citizens. On the other side, by the police, well, by the governor, by the deep state. And on the other side, you've got police ordered by the same power center being told to stand down and let their precinct house burn. That, folks, is communism. Here's what we need to do as well. I have no problem with this. I recommend this. I absolutely recommend this, given the opportunity. And if you don't have the opportunity, make the opportunity. We've got to mock and shame the people who brought us here. This happened with the Dominican parade in New York City. Chuck Schumer. I don't know how many people saw this. This is 11 seconds worth of, delightful fun. In the show notes, this is video 9. Chuck Schumer's a scumbag. We know that, but let's tell him to his face. Why don't we? And we Dominicans, I'm not Dominican, but hey, they don't welcome his pandering in their cities. let alone their parades. Watch what Chuck Schumer. In fact, we might play this twice. Watch what Chuck Schumer endured. Now, he was taken by surprise. And you got to love this. I'm telling you, you got to love this. Because every person, I'm channeling Maxine Waters now. You mock them, you shame them, and you tell them to get the hell out. Well, get the hell off my lawn. Watch this. Cut.
Hey, Trump, you know Dominicans actually hate your cuts, right? Because you're a scumbag, you know that, right? You ruined New York. You're a loser. You're a loser, buddy. You're a loser. Hey, Trump, you know Dominicans actually hate your cuts, right? Because you're a scumbag, you know that, right? You ruined New York. You're a loser. You're a loser, buddy. You're a loser.
You harass? You You mock them, you shame them, and you're free to speak your mind to these people. These people are scumbags. Good friend of the show, good friend of mine, Jack Posobiec, wrote Unhumans. If you haven't read that book, I'm telling you, it's a great book. And in that book, it's rich with information. But when I saw that clip, I was kind of reminded who these people are. You notice Schumer's reaction, expecting, of course, to be welcomed with open arms. He was called a scumbag, a loser. That's what we need to do. If you're in the grocery store, again, channeling Maxine Waters, this is not original to me. You know what? You go up and you say, you are a scumbag. Get the hell off my lawn. Or whatever choice words you might have for them. But this is what we have to do. We have to mock them and shame them. And again, if you are thinking, well, that's not very Christian-like, okay, then bend over and take it. If that's what you think. And if that's what you think, God bless you. Godspeed. Go with God. God bless you. I'm not built that way. And I certainly won't subject my children and my grandchildren, especially, to that anymore. It's over. We've moved that line in the sand too many lines back. This platform has been the subject of litigation. No more. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of it. I'm not going to put up with that anymore. I'll fight back. Even if I have to sell everything I have, I will fight back. I will fight back against the censorship. I'll fight back with everything I've got. And we've got to channel that inner strength to say we're going to do the same thing. Enough of this. This BS, Harris, you know, these... Look, I do know the turnout on this Harris campaign or Harris rally stops. There are people there. There are people there. But caught in the act of generating additional crowd, increasing the crowd size, and embraced by platforms like MSNBC and CNN, you could take a close look. You might see people with, I don't know, 7 fingers, 8 fingers. Maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 eyes. Look close at some of the videos. Hey, look at the crowd size. And you realize, wait a second, that's not a real picture. Oh, it does happen. Seriously, it happens. I'm not saying all of the images are like that, but some of them, to promote the narrative that Harris and Walls are the second coming. When in fact... Again, this is my view based on extensive research analysis. Take it for what it's worth. They hate you with a passion. They hate the United States. They hate the freedom. They hate the Constitution. And they intend to continue trashing the Constitution in our country. And during the way, they're going to bankrupt you. How? Hey. got off work, you fill up your car, you pay your electric bill. Let's see, what's left? I'm not sure if I've got enough to go grocery shopping. I get that. So in the road to your demise, that's what they're going to continue doing to you. To show you too how bad the narrative, the left's narrative, is falling apart. Yet they continue. They continue marching out the same old tired lies. You know, I've got a family member I'm not going to name this person. Who believes everything MSNBC says. I cannot talk to that person. Well, not that I want to, but this person cannot be converted to see the lies that are being fed. And I'm sure you have family members that way, or friends that way, or coworkers. I get that. But you can't deny the fact that these people who are still sucking air and given airtime, promoting a false narrative, a provably false narrative. For example, Fauci, who now says, you know what? We've got to get back to masking. Wait a second. I thought your tired ass is retired. And there's also a move to, you should be in jail. I'll just leave it at that. I want to show you this clip again. In the scheme of things, are all of these things really that big of a deal? Yeah, they are. Well, you're rehashing stuff that we've seen before. Yes, and you know why? It's important because what you're looking at is not just a glimpse of history. It's a glimpse of your future and my future if we allow it. This is cut 10. This is from the war room. I did mark a specific time period in this. Natalie Winters, Natalie Winters. Fauci wants us back in masks, but I may extend it beyond the, Eric the Tech, I may extend it, if you don't mind, beyond the 238 mark. And folks, you can watch the entire video at HagmanPI.com. Just click on the title to today's episode and then see the show notes. This is video number 10. We're going to start this at about 1:08 into it. Here it is.
Right. I mean, how many shots are we going to have on the market? And it's quite comical because, I mean, I believe Fauci talked out of both sides of his mouth during the whole pandemic. And he said, get the vaccine. It's going to prevent you from getting COVID. It stops the spread. And then at one point he was saying, no, it doesn't really stop the spread. It helps decrease symptomatology of COVID. But this is a great testimony on how the vaccine has flopped on its head. It's a failure. And it doesn't stop COVID, and it should be off the market. So I think this story should be on every frontline news station on the planet right now, because it is quite comical. I mean, 6 vaccines, and they're trying to push for 10 COVID vaccines now here on the schedule. So it is quite comical. And a better question is really, when should Fauci be behind bars? I think that's a better question. I mean, he lied to the American people. We knew that there was absolute, corruption behind this vaccine. It hit the market like no other vaccine. This technology has never been seen before. This mRNA technology has never been seen. And now we're pushing for all vaccines to have mRNA technology. Okay. We have yet to see the real outcomes of these vaccines. And we're seeing that now with some of these adverse reactions, with the cardiovascular issues that we're seeing, a lot of these turbo cancers that are hitting the market. I mean, we have more adverse reactions with this vaccine than any other vaccine combined. I mean, so it really is the most dangerous vaccine on the market. And it's quite comical to me and baffles my brain on how we even got it now on the childhood schedule.
Unbelievable. unbelievable. And the government's own numbers make it so that no one should be getting this injected into themselves. But anyway, last week it was revealed that Kamala Harris was still requiring staffers on her campaign to have the COVID vaccine and to be up to date on COVID boosters. Do you think the Harris administration would reinstate vaccine mandates and or mask mandates? Because many of us out there in the real world who can think critically will never take a vaccine or wear a mask again.
Well, if they did it once, they're going to do it again. I mean, this administration pushed this mask mandate. They pushed vaccine mandates on our military. And I think that's absolutely criminal. How many military people right now lost their job because they refused the vaccine? How many were coerced in getting the vaccine against their will? And they're put in a place where they are just life, take care of their family or get the vaccine or just get fired and lose their retirement. I mean, so it's really criminal that this administration pushed that on the people. So is it a question of if it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. If they get into power and if we are in another pandemic, they're absolutely going to push more draconian measures on our military and on our people, and they're not going to honor our exemptions. And it's quite comical to me that we even have to have someone's permission to refuse a pharmaceutical product. We are in a free country. We should just be able to say no thanks, I don't want that pharmaceutical injection in my body, and we should be able to refuse that and have the right to do so. But what did we learn during the pandemic? Military people, our military men and women were fired for refusing the vaccine, and it's absolutely criminal, and I wish that they would sue our government for that, especially this administration. So yes, I do think Kamala will absolutely push more mandates if she has the opportunity.
Okay, you can cut that right there. Folks, watch the entire segment. In fact, watch the entire show, Natalie Winters, The War Room. That was from yesterday. Going along with that, you've got whistleblowers. You've got people who, doctors, who are saying, wait a second. We have a problem with turbo cancers. And you and I both know that you get the injection, it messes with your DNA, your immune response, and you're subjected to, like Fauci, got COVID third. This is the third time. It's boosted times six, third time with COVID. But hey, get it anyway. What are you, a moron? Just because you're a doctor, you can be a moron. I know one. But there's something more nefarious here. Aside from the obvious democide, the killing off mass amounts of people by the government and unelected elements within the government and unelected people, such as Ted Ross and people who are not, that we are not beholden to here in the United States. And we can tell them to F off, okay? And I've got no problem with that either. But there's something else here. And Patriot Dr. James, thank you, James, pointed this out to me. And he said, you know what? Pay attention to this. This is important. Eight turbo cancer doctors, meaning eight doctors who had direct evidence that this mRNA shot causes turbo cancer. And they were traveling to warn the public about their findings. Wouldn't you know it, as all eight of them are aboard this aircraft in Brazil last week, traveling to warn the public about what they found, wouldn't you know it, a plane drops out of the sky. I hate that when that happens. There's a PI back a number of 40 years ago, Caldori, who was exposing the child sex trafficking, traveled to by plane in his own private plane to a game in Chicago, I believe it was, with his son. And coming back, you know, his plane fell out of the sky too. It's amazing how that happens. And that makes you think, well, gee whiz. Didn't, on his way to Bozeman, didn't President Trump have a little plane issue, the loss of hydraulics? And it just makes you wonder, doesn't it? But in this case, eight Now, there were 68 people aboard. I get that. But eight of the 68 people who died aboard the plane that just mysteriously dropped out of the sky in Brazil were called turbo cancer doctors who were traveling to a major vaccine conference to warn the public about a bombshell discovery they had just made. The doctors were reportedly aborted ATR-72 turboprop plane that crashed in a residential area near Sao Paulo, Brazil. And that happened last Friday. And they were traveling to a conference to show everyone what was going on. Now, there were originally supposed to be 15 cancer doctors aboard that flight, but seven of them changed their itineraries to take an earlier flight that same day. Those seven survived while the other eight perished, along with everyone else on that flight. Apparently, it took a while to identify the name of the conference at which these cancer doctors were scheduled to attend. I'll tell you, isn't that interesting how that happens? There's a video of it. For those listening on audio, if you go to our Rumble channel, please subscribe to our channel. And hey, for extra credit, give us a thumbs up or whatever on Rumble or Brighteon. You can choose your platform. But definitely subscribe. But there it is right there. You can see it. I'm going to change gears a little bit because one thing we've found in the last couple of weeks is what we've known all along, that things are not always as they appear. But what's most disturbing, specifically with the left, and even an element on the right or within the right, they're working against us to bring the truth out about events. And I'll just leave that there. Actively doing so, sowing disinformation. One would think, well, wait a second. We can ascribe incompetence to something that's maybe more nefarious, can't we? This is Cut 11. This is Susan Crabtree, just a stellar investigative journalist. I believe this was, she was on with Dan Bongino. I believe that this is the one. This is Cut 11. This is about the cocaine in the White House. Now, there's two parts in my mind to this story that's important. The first part, of course, is the obvious, the cocaine in the White House. The fact that it was there. And the second part to that is the lack of, it's even more of a lack of interest. It is a deliberate intent to lie to the American public about what's really going on within our government. And the ascribing incompetence to a more nefarious agenda. This is Cut 11 in the show notes. Here it is.
It because there was an evacuation at the White House that night when they found this little bag of, I guess, a gram of cocaine, and they didn't handle it internally. Usually they just dispose of it, handle it internally, but one of the uniformed division officers thought it might have been anthrax or ricin or something, and so he called in the Metropolitan Fire and EMS, and they evacuated the White House. So at that point, the press knew about it. So at that point, there was no hiding it. You had right. The evidence, and you had to find, you know, follow protocol. So I was told that a special agent named Matt White was in charge of the vault that included this cocaine where they were holding the evidence. And he got a call from either Kimberly Cheadle herself or someone representing her and saying, you know, someone who worked for her, said, you need to destroy that now. And
wow.
And he, and you know, Matt White went to his boss, who is Glenn Dennis, and the Forensic Services Division, and then Glenn Dennis conferred with Richard McCauley at the Uniform Division, and they decided they weren't going to destroy it. They weren't going to get pushed around. And at that point, there's this interesting, I have sources tell me there was a partial hit. Now,
wait, that's important. I only got about a minute left. So a partial hit would mean that they can narrow down the amount of subjects. A partial hit was on the DNA, correct? On the cocaine baggie?
Yeah. One source is telling me that. Another two sources didn't know about the partial hit. They knew that there was DNA found on the baggie. But
that's what I heard, too.
There's a partial hit. It's interesting because then they are narrowing down, and they purposely...
Exactly. Susan, I don't want to... I got to run, but I want to just tell the audience and you why that's super important. When you combine the Waves records, the people who are White House access visitor entry system, you know who's in the White House. When you cross-reference that with even a partial hit, you can reasonably eliminate probably 99% of people and interview maybe 5 or 10 people who it could be, probably less. So them telling you that they can't figure out who this is nonsense. Not only can they probably already know and they've been hiding it.
You know, I can say this, just based on my personal experience, with the Waves system, believe me, if you're in the White House, they know you are in the White House. And that goes for members of the first family. It goes for everybody. So this is super important to understand, because this particular scandal, and it may seem trivial. Look, okay, gram of cocaine or whatever, but who brought it in? Who owns that? The issue here is the corrupt rot of the Secret Service. And at the leadership level, as well as throughout the ranks, even down to, I'm going to say this, even down to, in some cases, the agent level. The rot within the FBI, the rot within the Department of Justice, the corrupt nature of all of this. This is what happens. Now, whether it's cocaine in the White House, or you remember Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that whole Imran Awan thing with the entry, the access to the computer systems? Remember that a number of years ago? Things like that. And they've been happening for years. But under Biden-Harris, and if Biden, you can write off... That guy's out. I mean, he's been, since day one, he's been pretty much out there. Gone. Harris, though, owns a lot of this, as well as the people behind that. So again, you want communism in the U.S.? You want things like this to keep happening? Don't look away. Don't look away. This is coming. Right now. Other countries are experiencing similar things. I want to turn to the border in this last segment here, because I think this is so important for people to really comprehend how bad things are. This is not just about votes, although that's a big part of it. This is about white European national replacement. It's not a theory anymore. If you are a Caucasian, a white person in America, they want to exterminate you. Now, I realize I'm saying all kinds of stuff today that will get me banned in the UK and in a number of other countries. But thank God for Rumble. And again, to the creators out there, if you're on YouTube, get the hell off that communist platform. Oh, yeah, speaking, by the way, Speaking of turbo cancers, when I was talking about turbo cancers before, in YouTube now, you did hear Susan Wojcicki. Eric the Tech, did you know this? She died at 56, I think it was?
Nope.
Yeah. I got a letter. I got a letter signed by Susan Wojcicki congratulating us on our achievements on YouTube. That was, I don't know, right around the time they said, well, you guys, not welcome here. I'm just saying, if you didn't hear about it, yeah, she died. Turbo cancer. I'm sure she was up on her shots, though. Hey, at least she didn't die from the coronavirus. But let's turn our attention to the invasion. Again, this is a global invasion. There's only one guy that's stopping this or can stop this, and that's Donald Trump. I don't care what you say. Harris isn't going to stop this. There's no one else to stop this. At least we'll have a chance maybe by some time. This is cut four. This is what's going on in Belgium right now. And it's coming to a Western city near you. And I might add this. Anyone listening in the UK, if you would air this or promote this program, it's banned in the UK. This clip being embedded in this episode could get you arrested in Great Britain. Just saying. Which is why, yeah, the Christmas cards from Windsor Castle, and they're not coming. But here is cut four. So for the radio listeners, this is a resident of Belgium. You can't see him because he's being pummeled by illegal invaders to his country, getting his face smashed in, getting his head smashed in. But the government doesn't want you to see this. Are you pissed off yet? Are you paying attention yet? Let's bring it now to North America. Why don't we? Again, you're not going to see this on MSDNC. You're not going to see Rachel Madcow talking about this. I still haven't figured out. Is she a he? I just asking. You're not going to see this, even on Fox, maybe. You're not going to see this. Ben Berkwam has done just a tremendous job. Todd Bensman, Michael Yon, so many people that I know and trust. I'm telling you, they've done just a tremendous job of exposing this. I'm going to tell you that this kind of, if this doesn't pull your heart, I don't know what will. This is cut six in the show notes. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Cut five. I'm getting ahead of myself. Cut five in the show notes.
We got here to the edge of the wall. We're in between Camp 1 and Camp 2. We're on the Mexico side. We got Hakumba right across the wall over there. This is an area where people cross that don't want to get caught. It's also all controlled by the cartels. We have documents here, many from China. Passports have birth certificates from China. But one thing to highlight here is you don't see these too much on the U.S. side anymore because Border Patrol has actually taken them down. They've gotten direction from Washington to take them down. We call them rape trees on the U.S. side. This is where the cartel, after they rape a girl, they'll put a piece of their underwear up on a tree as a celebration, as a memento, as a trophy for what they did. Nobody's taking this one down over here yet. This is what Kamala Harris, Joe Biden's, and the open borders Democrats' policies actually do. Basically, we're told women that come up here, if they're pretty, they're raped, usually multiple times. That's what open border policies do.
Folks, look at that picture. That's the end of the clip, though. Look at that. Are you okay with that? Hey, leftists. Hey, Democrats. Hey, Harris Walt's supporters. Are you okay with that? Because you're supporting them. That's what they stand for. That's okay. That's okay with them. You know, Kamala Harris, the non-border czar, right? It's fake news to say that she was ever in charge of the border per CNN in all of the fake news outlets out there. You own that. You own that. And to everyone who supports Harris Walls, everyone who thinks that Mayorkas is a good guy, shame on you. You own it. You have blood on your hands. You've got the blood of innocence on your hands. And I will fight you to the death. Because you're not. You are not going to subject my family to your madness. Your demonic madness. More with Ben Berkwam. I thought this was important. Folks, watch the entire show, Law and Border, with Ben Berkwam. The entire show link is posted at HagmanPI.com as source video 7. But because of the limited time we have left, there are a couple of cuts here that you really got to see, you have to see, I believe. Let's go to cut A, source video 7, Law and Border, Ben Berkwam, back again here, showing you what's really taking place. And listen and watch, please. Here it is.
Right.
De Venezuela. La niña es de usted.
No, de
es suya. Y usted es una persona que nos está ayudando. Y el papá, ¿dónde se? Bueno, muchísimas gracias. ¿Dónde son? De Venezuela, ¿tú?
De Venezuela, sí.
Gracias a usted. New York, Ben.
10-month-old baby.
10-month, I just asked her, is this a route for her? And she said, no, it's not, but she's carrying another child, and the father is with the other child, supposedly, quote-unquote. And that's not the father. She asked him to help her out with the child, which is kind of a...
sketchy.
It's really sketchy. Really sketchy to be in this place and carrying another child without, you know, being the responsible one. They're saying New York. New York, they're going all the way to New York. That child is dehydrated. Dehydrated. This is not a route for a child, a 10-month-old child, Ben.
It's our first day. We helicoptered into Caña Blanca. And I just realized something. How pathetic... how treacherous, how diabolical these guys are. So Joe Biden, think about this, Oscar. Joe Biden and the Democrats are pretending like the numbers are going down at our southern border. We're here in the jungle. The numbers are massive every single day. It's nonstop. When we first started coming here, you'd see one or two groups a day. Now it's just continuous. But what we just got word, I got a call from Todd Bensman from Center for Immigration Studies. We just got word that these facilities that we uncovered here out here in the jungle, 15-acre facilities, they're calling them mobility centers. We hadn't heard anything from Secretary Blinken this entire time until about a month ago. He started announcing these welcoming centers in America. So they started building these welcoming centers in America. At the same time, they're building these so-called mobility centers in Central America. From what Todd has gathered, these mobility centers are simply a way to create refugees. So all of these illegals that are coming through, they're all economic migrants. They're all fleeing their countries for a better life, which I totally get that, but it doesn't qualify for asylum in America. But if they can catch them on their way, they're actually using United Nations OIM to apply for them at these facilities to get them refugee status, so then they can fly them directly into our country and nobody sees it. So the numbers at the border go down, but the numbers that are going into our country go up.
And the person behind the operation of that is that communist scumbag, Cuban communist scumbag, Alejandro Mayorkas. Cut B, equally important. This is about less than 2 minutes. Here is cut B from that same source video 7. Here it is. And folks, watch. This is the area.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said the United States.
Pristine World Heritage Site.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, where are the tree huggers? Where are the tree huggers? Shutting down businesses all over the world, industries, saying we got to reduce our carbon footprint. How about this footprint?
Eat your heart out, Greenpeace. You hypocritical pieces of trash.
What's that? What's the people that paint their, lose their hands to the painting and go,
yeah,
that stop oil?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Another block in the roads, throwing paint into expensive paintings and protesting in front of businesses, but I don't see you over here picking up trash.
Around the corner from the trash pit, we find another incredibly beautiful bend in the river, with boulders the size of multi-story buildings and picturesque waterfalls. But despite all of its beauty, the landscape is soon tarnished yet again by another field of garbage, waste.
So one more corner, we walk around amazing UNESCO World Heritage site out here in the Darien Gap. And this is what you got. This is what you've done, Democrats. Joe Biden and to all the radical environmentalists that are destroying industries in America and around the world trying to stop oil production. This is what you guys have caused. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
And that trash is coming to a neighborhood near you.
Boy, in a number of different iterations, I suppose. Right? Yeah. The last cut is usually the deepest, I guess, right? Isn't that a song? All right. Here's cut C from the same source video. This is about 2 minutes long as well. Folks, again, this is Harris Waltz. Flavor of communism. These are not migrants. These are invaders. The first segment, the first cut, showed human trafficking in operation. The second cut showed the devastation being caused to the country of Panama, and actually in the U.S. Obviously, it wasn't shown there. In the first cut, also. In addition to human trafficking, the raping of the women, the children, and perhaps even some men, I don't know. The third cut here will be the last cut for this episode. Here's cut C.
What's crazy is you go to Nacocli and they act like it's legitimate businesses, but this is all controlled by the Gulf cartel. All of this. And everybody who is running this controlled flow operation, the United States, the United Nations, the State Department, Joe Biden, Secretary Mayorkas, Secretary Blinken, all of them are working directly with the cartels, whether they want to admit it or not, to smuggle people and drugs to the United States. Look at this.
And they're not. Right. From this point on, it's complete horror. And it is just a jungle where there's not a route.
Of course, you have condoms. More of the condoms that they give out.
There's condoms?
Yeah, more of the condoms they give out in Nacocli, the United Nations, OIM. Care. They care so much, they just give the women condoms and birth control. I say, go ahead and get raped. Apparently, one was used up here. They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
All right, you can cut that right now. Obviously, it's just a mess. Compliments of, again, Biden, Harris, Walls now, Mayorkas, he mentioned Blinken. They're all involved in this global trafficking, human trafficking, and human sex trafficking trade. They're all involved in this. They're also all involved in replacing the white European stock in this country, the Christian conservatives, with that element. And it's not going to end well. And
they're going to fix it.
Oh, yeah. Like they fixed it the last 4 years. I don't think I don't think their interpretation of fix is the same as ours. And we haven't even touched on what happened with Ilhan Omar winning yesterday's primary. We haven't touched on that. We haven't touched on the Taliban parading our military equipment that we left in Afghanistan. It's incomprehensible. And the fact that we're facing World War III. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you left today with more information than you had when you started. May God bless each and every one of you.